Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for calling us and tuning in and being a part of Close Up Radio today. It's a real pleasure to have you here. I'm your host, Jim Masters. And yes, it is 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. We're continuing our exclusive and very impactful series with our incredible guest, business coach and author and speaker, Christine Rose, discussing powerful, genuine leadership throughout the series of conversations here on Close Up Radio. We've been touching upon maintaining momentum and morale and the leadership disconnect. And on this episode, we're going to tackle leadership presence. First, a little bit about our illustrious guest. If this is the first time that you are tuning in, I encourage you to go back and listen to the ongoing series. It is incredible. Christine Rose is a subject matter expert for today's leaders, both women and men, founder of CEO Excel, a new virtual learning community for CEOs of $1 million plus in revenue. Christine is a well-recognized business and executive coach. She specializes in coaching CEOs and leadership teams. She holds several certifications, including Certified Value Builder TM Advisor and Certified Psychological Safety Coach, supporting companies in their efforts to form a more equitable culture, which leads to greater innovation. Building up a business employee culture and also morale is also some of what we've been talking about during the course of this month of April on Close Up Radio. She's also a certified Canfield Success Principles trainer, keynote speaker, listed on top 15 women business coaches for the year of 2022, further honored as top business coach year of 2019, and has received the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award from the Office of the President of the United States. She works one-on-one with CEOs and other top executives, helping them to be more effective and more proactive, and also to, bottom line, succeed not only in industry, but in the eyes of their teams. She's also recognized as a best-selling author of Amazon number one's new release and the Fall 2022 Pinnacle Book Awards Best Women's Interest Book, Life Beyond #MeToo, Creating a Safer World for Our Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Friends. That book has been so well received by readers. I encourage you to go to Amazon to get it. She was author with Shark Tank star Kevin Harrington of the number one international bestseller, Cracking the Rich Code, Volume 4. I encourage you to pick that up as well. She's a venerable coach and very passionate and knowledgeable, and it's always a pleasure to have an opportunity to converse with her here live on Close Up Radio. Coming to us today from Seattle, Washington, as we continue our exclusive series of conversations, Christine Rose. Christine, welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure.
Jim, it's so great to be here with you today. Thank you.
You and I have been working together for a long time on the radio series, and we've done television video interviews, and it's always a real pleasure when I see your name coming up on the schedule of This Is What We're Doing. I'm always excited because I love your take on things and your approach. And on our last show, we talked about leadership disconnect, and we started talking about leadership presence a little bit, sort of teased it for this week. For those who may have missed last week's show, maybe we could do a little bit of a review, Christine, and you could tell us what is leadership presence?
Oh, Jim, I'm not going to talk about leadership disconnect a little bit because I want people to go back and listen to that. But if you have a boss or you have a leader where they're talking at you and you don't feel like they're talking to you, you have experienced a leadership disconnect and you have experienced a lack of presence in that leader, because presence is being in a place of awareness and attending to something or someone. And if someone's talking at you, they're not aware of you and they're not attending to you. And, you know, if you think about leadership, presence, it's a way of being. It's really a way of being in the world that allows someone to lead. And when you're leading, you're engaging yourself and others to bring about a future that you have in mind together. So leadership presence is when a leader chooses intentionally to be aware, paying attention to, and consciously focusing on the people that they're engaging with in order to lead, or a task at hand that they're at. But, you know, we see presence or lack of presence so often in our conversations with leaders. And are they there? Are they paying attention? Are they focused on the people that they're talking with? And that it's super important.
Yes, it really is on so many different levels. You know, in this case, it's very important too, isn't it? Why is leadership presence so important? And how can you tell if you're missing it?
Yeah, Jim, have you ever been in a conversation with someone where you make a suggestion or you bring an idea forward and you find that the person isn't tracking what you're saying, or worse, they're just completely unresponsive. Like the lights are on, but nobody's home. No.
Every day.
It's like there's somebody there, but is there somebody really there? Yeah. I read on Reddit yesterday, someone posted a photo of a cake they ordered from Costco, and they had put in the instructions that they wrote that they wanted no writing or designs on the top of a cake. They just wanted a red border, and they had drawn a picture of a cake with no designs or writing on the top and a red border. And what they got when they picked up the cake for their son's third birthday was this employee decorated the cake with white scalloped border and with actually a copy of the picture of a cake with red borders on top of the cake. They drew the picture of the cake, the guy drew in the directions on top of the cake. So clearly this employee was not present while they were reading and following the customer's directions. And this went viral on Reddit. But, you know, for the guy who went to go pick up his son's third birthday cake, it wasn't funny. But it's an example of where, you know, the presence is missing. There wasn't anybody present to be sure that the communication led to the result that the customer wanted. So it's important at every level, not just for leaders. One of my mentors I mentioned before in this series is Bob Dunham. He's the founder of the Institute for Generative Leadership. And Bob defines leaders in this way. He says leaders declare a future others will commit to. So in order to do that, leaders need presence to be able to declare that future that others are going to commit to and start conversations that are going to engage people to make those commitments and take the actions to co-create that future they want to create together. You got to have presence. Leadership presence impacts how a leader is going to be listened to and how their actions are seen. And a true leader doesn't bully others. They're not a power tripper, right? They're not creating a future by exercising power. They engage people willingly. And this requires being present so that the leader can connect to the other people and enlist support to accomplish the future that they're envisioning together. So if a leader's present, excuse me, they're able to generate the necessary conversations and commitments in others to create this shared future. So if a leader is saying, hey, let's do this thing, and the others respond, yeah, let's, and they're willing to start taking action, they're about to go create this future, this magnificent future, build a company, whatever, deliver products or services, whatever it is that they want to do. If a leader's not present, what they're going to find is that they cannot get other people to respond in a way that's going to further their vision. So people will maybe be talking, but they're not going to take action. Maybe they'll say yes, but they're really not committed, even if they say so. And if you're not present as a leader, you're going to miss things. So you won't recognize when the people you're talking to also aren't present or aren't committed, even when they say they are. So before a leader can really engage anyone to take action, they've got to be present. They've got to be present. They've got to connect with them. They've got to blend, almost like to come up with this blended energy that's going to produce shared actions and commitments and moods. And these are all essential to create that agreement in other people, which is foundational to any action that they're going to take to further this vision they have. You've got to have agreement. You've got to have commitment. So all of those reasons are, you know, leadership presence is critical. And so how can you tell if you're missing it? I think you asked me. If you don't have leadership presence, you're going to say, hey, let's do this thing, and you're going to get no response. Or you'll get a response that maybe is positive, but then there's no action. If you don't have leadership presence, you'll start taking action and find there's no followers. Or you or those you're intending to lead are going to feel disconnected. They're going to feel talked at. You'll kind of feel like you're alone in the crowd. Where's everybody? So if there's leadership presence lacking, you're going to see people staring at their phones in the meeting. They're not present, you know, or if you got your phone going in front of you, you're not present. When someone's talking at others and not to them, they're not present. When people don't open up and face other people, they're generally not present, right? And when people don't see other people for who they are, they're not present. Everybody else can see it, kind of like what we were talking about last week, but if we don't see people, we're not present with them. When people don't listen for the cares of others, they're not present. When someone's focus or attention is somewhere else, even if they're engaged in a conversation, they're not present. So, and these things happen all the time, every day in business, in a lot of different relationships. Leadership presence really requires this ability to focus your attention on the other person and on how they're showing up and on what they care about. I was in a conversation not too long ago with the colleague, and when I mentioned a challenge that I had been going through and some decisions I had made, her face froze up, and she averted her eyes and her gaze, and her face kind of went dark for a minute. And even though she was friendly and her words were very civil in the conversation, at that moment, I observed her being not present, that she was going somewhere in her mind. And the only reason I was able to observe that is because I was fully present with her at that moment. So some signs of not being present. And I would say if you're a leader who gets stressed out about public speaking, you might recognize some of these signs of not being present, which can lead to not being able to connect with your audience when you're speaking. These are signs of not being present anywhere. And number one, you're listening to the voice in your head. If you're listening to that voice in your head, you're not in the moment present with the other person. Another sign is if you're more aware of what you're thinking about than about what's actually happening right there in that moment, in that conversation. Another one is you freeze up, you stress out, you disconnect, you physically turn away from people. If these things happen in a conversation, you can tell somebody's losing, that, you know, they're not present anymore. Another sign is you get focused on what you're going to say, and so not on what other people have to say. And I have a couple more. One is you get triggered by something, and that what that happens is that trigger, and there's a book called Triggers by Marshall Goldsmith. It's really good and explains this. You get triggered by something that brings your body to some time in the past, and the stories that you're believing from the past come up for you. They come up as thoughts of, you know, it always goes this way, or it always goes that way, or something, you know, oh no, not again type of a thing, and you feel it in your body, and you're triggered. So then you're in reaction mode, and that's a sign of not being present. Another sign is you're looking for ways to cut the connection or reduce the tension in a moment, right? You're like, okay, let's do a distraction thing, or let's do some humor thing or something where let's disconnect so we can cut the tension here or cut the connection. I think I mentioned already hearing stories in your head, and the things most typically are negative or they're distracting. So leadership present doesn't only make you a more engaging speaker, which it does, it also makes you a much more effective leader.
Which is the bottom line, that's what you want, because it'll resonate with people and people respond to that more. And there are top ways to then develop and maintain your leadership presence, right? Tell us about that, Christine.
So remember that being present means that we're here now, right? I mean, think about it. I'm here right now in this moment having this conversation with you. And I'm also holding space for other people to be here now. And when you're present with your team, it's not just about you, it's about the other person. So you have this space for someone else to be here, who they are. This is psychological safety step one. This is really inclusion safety. It's like, I'm now here with you holding space. And you don't just show up and, you know, don't have thoughts or cares or commitments. Of course you bring those to the conversation. And your vision, what you care about is all part of your presence that you bring while you're still accepting the reality of whatever's happening in the conversation or whatever's happening in the moment. So you want to be in the moment with someone, open, connecting with them to creating the shared future together, not reacting. And it takes practice. So just like your golf game and your tennis game improves through awareness and practice, presence, leadership presence, improves through practice. It improves through practice and awareness. So I'm going to give a few suggestions that you can start trying. The first thing is to let go of preconceived notions and judgments around that it's something hard to do and it's really just something to try, and that's practice. So first start practice being present, open, facing people, extending and connecting. You know, try it with a teenager, and you know, when they're looking at their phone and they're in a total another zone, sometimes just intending to be present with them about what they care about can completely change the game. So there's a place to practice. It doesn't have to be a teenager, but wherever you are, it's about being aware of your intention and your focus. And this can happen whether you're in a Zoom call or Teams call or in person. It's about intentionally bringing my full self to where I am in a conversation with someone, even if there's no words, and it will change the quality of your interactions with others. And I mentioned the phone, and this is probably stating the obvious, but leadership presence requires you put down your phone if you're not talking to the person on the phone. If you're on a phone or using your phone and ignoring the person in front of you, you're not going to be able to lead. I saw a couple of guys last weekend on Shark Tank who had this idea of a no-phone gym, and it was basically a plastic cell phone. It was this thing that was like a toy cell phone that people could use in social situations to stop being distracted by their actual cell phones. I was like, okay, the sharks thought it was kind of a crazy idea. They laughed. A lot of people watching the show with me were laughing. But I'm bringing up this example because the reality is that choosing to be present is really powerful. And they didn't pay me to promote their product. It is kind of silly. But you shouldn't need a no phone to be present with people in your conversations and in your leadership. So if you're constantly on the phone when you're at home with your spouse and kids, you're not leading there. Because you need to be present in order to have leadership presence. You need to be there and you need to put the distractions away. And I am a new grandma, so my grandson's a year old, and I have found that babies are a great role model for being present, Jim, because they haven't been wrecked by that failure of others to connect with them yet, right, or to be present with them. And so when you look at them, they are present in every moment. They are so fully alive and open, and they seek to connect, and you see it in their face, and you can just feel it in their bodies. And over the past year, I have developed an amazing bond with my grandson. He lights up whenever we spend time together. Because what happens when we're together is he is my focus, and his learning and his joy is my goal, and I am present with him. And when you're leading, you know, it doesn't have to be a baby. Your audience, your people you're talking to are your focus. And your shared goal is joy, and the joy of accomplishing whatever it is together. So practice being present, open, facing others. Extend to them. So you're bringing the wholeness of who you are. You're facing them, and you're extending and you're connecting with them. And the second suggestion I have, Jim, is that leaders practice metacognition. And that's really a word that just means being able to get outside yourself and be aware of what you're thinking and how you're showing up. So get outside your mind and be the person who observes yourself and how you're present or not present with other people. And so practice this awareness of your presence and lack of presence, and notice, you know, check in with yourself in your conversations from time to time. Maybe set a timer or set a goal of metacognition and awareness of presence 3 to 4 times a day, and just see. Notice if you're getting distracted by emotions or stories that take you out of the moment and into distraction. That practice is a game changer, because it's like, wow, I didn't know that I was showing up like that. I didn't know that I was showing up distracted or not present. When you see it, then you're like, wow, okay, I see. I'm totally missing opportunities to connect and get a different result or really get commitment. Because when I'm seeking commitment from somebody in the conversation, I'm not fully present to see whether or not I'm getting that commitment. And so that leads to my third suggestion, and that is that leaders practice observing others, both in the workplace and out of it, to notice, are they present? Are other people present as they're leading? What does it look like when your managers are leading other people? I heard a story today, or read a story today about a guy, I think it was Simon Sinek, he shared on a LinkedIn video that he had been at the Four Seasons in Las Vegas and just asked the barista whether or not he liked his job, and the barista said, I love my job. And the barista, he's like, well, why do you love it? And he said, you know, there's a difference between I like my job and I love my job, but he said, why do you love it? And the barista said, well, several times a day, my managers come and check, and they come to check to see whether or not I need anything or how I'm doing. And he said, I've got another job at another hotel where the managers come and check. They watch me and they see whether or not I'm making mistakes, and I'm just trying to get through the day there. So as you're observing people in your workplace and your company and how they're present, you know, that example of this barista at the Four Seasons who loved his job, the difference is that the managers there are present. They're present and connecting to find out what they need versus, you know, power tripping. And the fourth suggestion I have, Jim, is this, and that's remember that leadership is co-creating a future, and it requires getting a commitment from others. And that commitment happens in conversation. So observe when you're in a moment of leadership or when you're escaping from a moment of leadership and moving towards power. Because, you know, if you've got presence, but it's about power and it's not about leading, you don't have leadership presence anymore. If you're moving towards power, that's going to cause you to be rushing to decisions or taking actions or directing or being focused on, I got to be right and I have to have all the answers. And even if you don't, and by the way, you don't, because leading always invites commitment from other people first. It's not about power. So if you're moving into power and away from seeking engagement and commitment, you've lost your presence. So notice that. Yeah, those are some ways to get started, Jim.
Those are terrific ways, very important ways. And if anybody wants to hear that again, just listen to the archives and hopefully they're taking notes. But if they missed any of those, just sort of rewind this episode because it's invaluable. What are some of the resources for leaders who want to know how to maintain their presence, even when they don't have all the answers?
Well, and we don't have all the answers, right? So it's okay
yeah.
to not have all the answers, even if you're the CEO. And we can learn together. I learned about leadership presence through studying at the Institute for Generative Leadership. And so I recommend them. I have CEO Excel has a partnership with them. And so companies can access this information through that. So reach out to me at ceoexcel.com. Also, there's a great book called The Leadership Dojo by Richard Strozzi Heckler, who founded the Strozzi Institute. And it really goes into detail about what does it mean to be present, open, facing, extending, blending, connecting in a deeper way that's just really, really useful. So I recommend that resource also. And also check out CEO Excel if you're a CEO of a million-plus revenue company, because we're learning presence through practice with each other in our mastermind groups. And we're learning through the resources on the member site. So that's another resource for CEOs. You can always just contact me to cr@ceoexcel.com. And Jim, I want to thank you, because in every conversation I have had with you, you have a wonderful gift of extraordinary presence, and it's powerful. It's a gift, and it really helps us be in the moment to create conversations that I hope are useful to your listeners. So thank you.
What was that again? I missed it. No.
See, that's
I
it.
Spilled
when
my coffee.
Jim and I is like, we've been hanging out together
paperwork.
So long. We're totally like, we laugh now.
Like
right?
Friends, right? Exactly. Yes, we get each other, even though we're on opposite coasts right now. We get each other, and you got to have a little levity in the situation too, just to get through life. But thank you for those kind words, and right back at you. You're extraordinary at what you do, and you care so much, and you're, you know, a real dedicated expert professional. And that's why I always tell people, Christine Rose is your person, so make sure you connect with her, because again, she can formalize some really extraordinary, you know, methods and techniques to help things move forward in a positive direction for you. So make sure you do that. We're looking forward to next week too. Leading for innovation is going to be the next topic. So, and of course, CoachChristineRose.com is her other website. You can check her out there as well. Christine, thanks so much for joining us and for those kind words and another wonderful conversation and rich with terrific content, and looking forward to next week as well.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great week.
You as well. You take care. Our very special guest, again, award-winning and highly revered business coach, Christine Rose, founder of CEO Excel. Really amazing. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time, so next time, and finding it to stay right there. I'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest here on Close Up Radio. Till then, bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.